Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
A number of your colleagues on the Democrat side have said, well, there's an OLC opinion here. We don't need to talk anymore. There's an OLC opinion. It says you can use the auto pen. That opening, the opening paragraph of that OLC opinion says you can use the auto pen, but only when the president directs that you do so under his decision-making power, right? It is very clear again and again that the president actually has to make the decision. That cannot be delegated to a staffer or an advisor. And there's no indication here that anyone other than staff were making these decisions.
Big questions facing the Biden administration, Joe Biden, the use of the auto pen, which was, there's just a lot of questions surrounding how much knowledge he had, the presidential authority vested in Joe Biden on behalf of the voters of the United States. Was that manipulated because he wasn't of sound mind? It's important to ask the questions, and part of that process is being done by Congressman Eric Burleson, who joins us once again. He represents Missouri's 7th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Oversight Committee, as well as the Freedom Caucus. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Great to be on, Annie.
So I want to give you just the floor here to talk about the efforts of the Oversight Committee to look into the Biden administration. Who knew what, when, how bad was it? Maybe it wasn't bad at all. You got to ask the questions to get the answers. What is the pursuit of this information on behalf of the Oversight Committee?
Yeah, I think we owe it to the American people to figure out what happened. This is one of the biggest scandals, I think, in American history. You have a situation where a team of people sidelined a president, took advantage of his cognitive, lack of cognitive functioning, mm-hmm. and became basically the president, acting president. So that's disturbing. It's something that's worth investigating. And so when you have Democratic, was the video that was done by Project Veritas, where David Hogg said that Anthony Bernal was basically, someone to be scared of, and that he was the one that was running the show behind the scenes. When you look into him, he was working for Jill Biden, right? Not even mm-hmm. directly working for her husband. It's kind of disturbing that you've got somebody in that position that's deciding which executive orders get signed and when to use the auto pen.
Yeah, certainly. Congressman Eric Burleson speaking with us right now. Fox News reports that the House Committee on Oversight, of course, you understand that, and government reform, Chairman Comer issued a subpoena Thursday to Anthony Bernal, who you just mentioned, former assistant to the president and senior advisor to the first lady, to appear for a July 16th deposition. It comes as part of the committee's investigation into the alleged cover-up of former President Joe Biden's mental decline and potentially unauthorized executive actions. What kind of cooperation is the Oversight Committee getting from these individuals who you'd like to ask questions?
We're not getting cooperation. So the fact that we're going to have to subpoena him is the fact that he's not cooperating. So my guess is that we will probably come in, we'll probably do what we did with Hunter Biden, where we subpoena him and he comes in for a deposition. And then after the deposition, we will have him come through an open hearing. Mm.
Representative Burleson, this is Ryan Wiggins. What are your Democrat colleagues, how are they reacting to this? Are they outraged? I can't believe that we would even ask these questions, that obviously Joe Biden was in charge of this administration. Or are they kind of silently going along with it because they know, yeah, there's probably an issue here?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to scream about Donald Trump. So
it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah, that's every moment they get. Anytime the camera's turned on, they're not going to talk about this. This is just an embarrassing, tale for the Democratic Party. They're going to focus on whatever they can make up about Donald Trump.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Like, I don't think that the American people are kind of tired of that. I have to think that there are Democrats that understand what's at stake here. And I'm always curious as to how big did the operation of making the Biden administration seem like the Joe Biden administration? Like, how many people had to be involved? Who had to keep the game up? Are you, as you're digging into this, being more convinced that it's a bigger operation or a smaller operation?
Yeah, I think it was a small team. But his staff, like in some of the comments, they said that they did bypass him. Whenever they used the auto pen, and they used people that were within his inner circle as go-betweens. He was not directly informing or giving his consent directly to the person that was using the auto pen, which is very disturbing.
Congressman Burleson speaking with us right now. He's a member of the House Oversight Committee. As you mentioned, Bernal a little bit earlier, who has been issued a subpoena, is the senior advisor to First Lady. I think that I saw some articles maybe refer to him as her work husband. What is the Jill Biden? Is she like way down the road subpoenaing Jill Biden, making her talk? Is she like one of the last people you go to?
Yeah, typically that's the what in an investigation, that's what we do, is kind of go talk to people around the edges as you're making your way towards the center. And that way you can determine who's telling the truth. And it also gives you insight as to what questions that you should be asking.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know if you want to make predictions as you're continuing to work through this, but whatever your biggest intuition is regarding how much of Joe Biden's administration was managed for him, are these crimes that were committed?
I think that what was really appalling is really the fact that, you know, we have in place in the Constitution a provision directly addressing this situation, and it wasn't being utilized by cabinet members, or, you know, anyone who had the responsibility and the authority to do it. And that because of that, but I feel like the reason why they didn't is they thought, well, it's either we get rid of him or he's in a cognitive state that why get rid of him when you could just do whatever, right? There is no one minding the farm. So I think that's what was happening. That's probably the attitude of everyone around him.
More from the Fox report, Fox News report. Another former senior White House aide, Neera Tanden, agreed to comply and voluntarily testified for 5 hours behind closed doors Tuesday. Tanden, the former director of Biden's domestic policy counsel, told the committee that she was authorized to direct auto pen signatures, but was unaware of who in the president's inner circle was giving her that final clearance. She also reportedly vehemently denied that there was any cover up of Biden's mental state. So that was a closed door questioning. And I presume that you were in that closed door conversation. What did you make of her testimony?
You know, I wasn't able to attend that, but I'll get the deposition.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would make of it is that she basically is, I don't think that she would have been the person that would have been a part of the cover up. So she probably can't necessarily speak to it because this is such a huge secret that it would have been his inner circle that was keeping it the cover up. But look, they could only cover up so much because we all watched this happen on television.
Yes.
Over the last, you know, 6 years, we watched the mental decline. Conservative news outlets would air footage of him wandering into the forest but the mainstream media didn't run any of that, right? So until after it was over with, and now they're writing books and selling books about it. But yeah, I think that if there was a cover up, it would have been done at the most inner circle point,
right?
And that's what we have to get to.
Yeah, a lot of plausible deniability for those other members who would be surrounding that inner circle. Eric Burleson speaking with us right now, congressman from Missouri 7th District. Before we let you go, I just want to get your thoughts as somebody who's been on the inner circle with the Oversight Committee, watching the Jake Tappers of the world now come out and say, you know, we should be questioning the president. I think it's because he's talking about Donald Trump, but he's also profiting off of a book that's like, guys, I don't think Joe Biden was okay. You're talking about how the rest of us, we all saw it with our own eyes. He was in a position of power. He's certainly not the only one in the media who have abdicated those responsibilities. But just wanted to get your thoughts on the state of journalism in this country today when it comes to one president versus the other.
Yeah, it's really sad that there's not real journalists out there, people that are actually investigating things. We shouldn't have, for all of the things that were happening with the Biden administration, even outside of his cognitive functioning, all of the corruption, right? So why is Oversight Committee having to fight an administration to find out that money was being wired from all of these people overseas through these shell companies that would end up in either Hunter Biden's account or Jim Biden's account, and sometimes would flow from there to Joe? Why should oversight staff have to do that? That should be that when the press, that is their number one job and role, and yet they weren't doing that job. And so, yeah, I think that they've lost all credibility.
Yeah, certainly. It does deserve to be called out every time we have the opportunity to do so. Congressman Burleson, thank you for the time today. I look forward to reconnecting with you as you continue on with your Oversight Committee duties to give us an update. A lot of people do want to know the truth of what took place during the Biden administration, and we're grateful that you are a part of pursuing it.
Thank you, Annie.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Eric Burleson, Representative Eric Burleson, Missouri 7th Congressional District Representative, also a member of the House Oversight Committee. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't forget to vote in the YouTube live chat poll. How much destruction did the airstrikes cause to Iran's nuclear facility? Probably going to say Iran and Iran differently every time I read that poll. I wonder if that could be a poll. Do you say Iran? Do you say Iran? Are there any other ones?
Or Iraq or Iraq.
Or Iran. In
or
the past tense. That's what you call the nuclear sites.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Can we joke about it too soon?
Yeah, a little too soon.
For you? Man. Setback for months, setback for years, or obliterated. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Vote. Tell us what you think. Give us your comments, and you can let us know. Like Erico said, I think it would be naive to believe that the site was destroyed completely, as there's always the chance of them revitalizing what they've achieved so far. It was still a setback by years. Let us know your thoughts. We'll be right back.